'cause I finally found someone who really cares. You held my hand.
I always loved Anne Murray's voice. Her style, so smooth, so soothing. What a beautiful voice. Beautiful love song.
You took me home.
When I was lost.
You gave me hope.
You gave me hope.
When I was at the end and turned my life back into truth again. You even called me friend. You gave me
Oh, wow. How about that? Someone who loves you and calls you friend. All right. Sexual satisfaction. Dr. Klapalova's study found something that I think will be encouraging for men and for women. The study found that for both men and women, penile vaginal intercourse, the man's penis in the woman's vagina, penile vaginal intercourse, and the consistency of being able to reach vaginal orgasm were associated with sexual satisfaction. Now, did you catch why I said I think that this would be encouraging to men and to women? I think that it would probably go without saying. I mean, we would just know intuitively that sexual satisfaction for women would be increased if penile vaginal intercourse leads to consistent vaginal orgasm. But notice she said that this is true not only for women, but for men as well. Sexual satisfaction increases for men when penile vaginal intercourse consistently leads to vaginal orgasm. Dr. Klapalova points to the special role that vaginal orgasm, as distinct from other orgasm triggers, had in maintaining higher quality intimate relationships. Anik Debro, alongside Dr. Meese and other colleagues from the University of Toronto, recently studied the link between affection and sexual activity. In her study paper, which was published this year in the journal Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin, she explains that when engaging in sex, people not only seek an intimate connection, but indeed experience more affection, both when having sex and in the next several hours. Now, what does that remind you of? When you hear her talk about this affection, intimate connection, and what's being experienced, the positive experience that's going on not only during sex, but in the several hours following sex. What about that sexual afterglow? That's right. Remember that word, afterglow. Let's see if we can get to a point where we are gracefully now, not, you know, making it a chore, making it a job that we don't want to go to. Not like that. But where we just flow together with each other so much in love and respect for each other, mutual love, mutual respect, a mutual sensitivity to each other's needs, a mutual desire to please each other, a commitment, a mutual commitment to do what we can to make our marriage beautiful, to keep it beautiful. See if we can reach afterglow status. Yeah. Where we're just flowing with each other so beautifully that often, I'm not going to say always, but often, maybe even most of the time, we are really connecting with each other during sex and we are glowing from each other after sex. Remember, up to 48 hours later. So thus, sex within romantic relationships provides a meaningful way for people to experience a strong connection with their partner. We're going to talk about this some more next week. We're going to discuss some more about sexual satisfaction within our marriages. I tell you what, I think it's so great when we can come together in love and just help each other find satisfaction. Well, want to let you know, tomorrow is Power Friday. Patty Whipler is going to be joining us, and I'll be speaking with her some more about parenting tips, and particularly when it's challenging. Yes, parenting is one of the greatest jobs in all the earth. Also one of the toughest. It can be very, very challenging at times. She's going to share with us how to deal with the challenging times. The book is Listen, and she also has it on recorded media. We'll be talking about that as well. Teen girls, what do you know about your breasts? We're going to be having that conversation Saturday. That's right. All about development and the developmental stages. We focused on the teen guys for a little while when we talked about puberty. This time we're going to talk for a while about teen girls and your breasts. And of course, teen guys, parents or other guardians, you are invited to join us. We will also take a look at a major innovation that may prove very, very, very helpful in dealing with cancer. That will also be discussed on Saturday. Sunday, we're going to continue our discussion of salvation, and we're going to look some more at the courage of Jesus. And I'm telling you, it's something else. Courage, 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 because we want to continue to develop courage to do the right thing. I want to remind you that you have the options listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. by tuning to 1550 AM The Voice Monday through Friday from 1 until 2 on the weekends from 1 until 3. But you can also listen by going to speakingwith.com, and on the homepage, very top left corner, take a look at those two broadcast links. And in three clicks, you're listening. Click on the broadcast category of choice, then click on the name of the guest or topic you'd like to listen to, then click on the segments you'd like to hear. That's easy. That easy. I want to remind you, let grace and power flow through you to help you let some of life's best moments come through you.